Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Willie Smith. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting eighth, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth, the catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Al Gallagher. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Frank Rehberger. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Frank Rehberger. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pepitone. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCovey moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCovey scores. Henderson moves to third. Dietz moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith fields it and throws to home to get Henderson. Dietz moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Rehberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rehberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up towards third. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Pepitone reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dietz for a passed ball. Pepitone moves to third. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields it and throws to home to get Pepitone. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rehberger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dietz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCovey moves to second. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gallagher strikes out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey scores. Dietz moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Frank Rehberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rehberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Rehberger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans is 0-for-1 in the game. Hans bunts towards first. McCovey juggles the ball. That's an error on McCovey. Hundley moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to third. Hans moves to second. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams is walked intentionally. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes bunts towards first. Smith fields the ball and throws to Hans covering. Safe. Bonds moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds scores. Fuentes moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Fuentes moves to third. Mays moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dietz hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fuentes tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallagher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Rayberger covering, for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Popovich hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Rayberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayberger is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Lanier moves to third. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fuentes hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Lanier scores. Bonds moves to third. Mays moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Frank Johnson pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Johnson now playing left field. Ron Hunt now playing second base. Tito Fuentes now playing shortstop. Hal Lanier now playing first base. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro takes first base on ball 4. Cleo James pinch runs for Juan Pizarro. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. James moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dietz strikes out. One out. Al Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gallagher takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rayberger fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rayberger. Hickman moves to third. Smith moves to second. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Popovich strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Rayberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Rayberger is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler pinch hits for Phil Regan. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first, with Rayberger covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.